Hey, Travis, I have a case study for you on this. So I was hired to come in and I had a group, I believe the most money they ever made was around, you know, $260,000. And they had 700 people coming to their event every year. And so, of course, my first, you know, instinct is, oh, brother, either they have to listen to me or they're not a right fit client, right? Because they're already have all these people who are coming and it's 90% revelers. So I was up for the challenge and I said, here's a deal. I'm going to make a couple suggestions to you. And if you're willing to listen to me and do this, I know it sounds risky to you, but the cost on this event has you like, you know, granted they raised 260, but I think when they were all done with the party, they were only netting about $60,000, right? So it was, and they were just like, well, this is, you know, it's cultural, it's fun. People come, they get dressed up, they stay all night. And this is the event. I said, well, it's not the fundraising event for you. And so we cleverly reduced the crowd by 50%. And what we did was go in and vet the very best givers and give them an opportunity to buy their table with the caveat that they're going to bring people to their table that are interested in the cause. So not only did we reduce the crowd to 300 people, we reduced the cost exorbitantly, right? Massive reduction in cost. And the next event at the end, we had $320,000 raised. So, you know, it seemed incredibly risky to them. But we just went in and did some serious trimming, and it had to become a different event. It wasn't the social event of the year. It was the event to provide social welfare of the year.